Good morning, the West Coast. Good evening, the Middle East. This is Orly Benny Davis, and you are on my new show, a show that is all about you, the world. It is into what we can do to make it happen, how we're going to make it big, and how we can shine. This is the show that will talk about everything, and from the midst of the Middle East, from the Holy Land, Israel. I want to send all my blessings to you, whoever you are and wherever you are. And just know that here in the heartbeat of the world, the Holy Land, the land that God chose and the land that Abraham was going into in the Bible, there is a life. And the life is really modern and it's all good. And we have a very big conflict going on. The Middle East is in uproar and the world is feeling it. Not for nothing, we are gathering here this morning. And your morning, it's evening here. It's because it's about time to speak up. It's about time to stand up the good people of the world and make sure that you take a part of this universe and do your share to make it better. Now, I don't ask anything from any of you, because whatever you want is with you and your God. But I want to explain to you how you doing good in the world will make the world better, and how your life will be awesome and wonderful if you just take a minute every day to look around and see what God put in my plate, in your plate, and to solve. You know, the other day I had a wedding to go to. It was outdoors. It was the daughter of my cousin, you know, long-lost cousin. And I get a friend's invitation, and she is marrying the wonderful soccer player, and all the who come. And I'm ready, very excited, gonna meet with my cousins and a rendezvous. And I'm driving in the middle of the road. A little woman just dropped on my car, you know, in the middle. It's like I had to brake in. And she said, "Oh, the time is running out, and I have to run and see my father at the, you know, in his old house place. And if I don't reach there in time, they're going to close, and I cannot see him." And she was holding bags of stuff all in the middle of traffic. And I'm saying to myself, okay, Orly, what Orly's doing now? We have a wedding I have to run to, and, you know, and there is a lady. And this is God's world. He chooses, and I do. I said, okay, come on, just get in. And she said, yeah, it's on your way, right? Yes, it was on my way, of course. It took me an hour to get there. I had to drop her just the time that I had my meeting with my cousin, and I had to go on. I was dropping her. I turned my car around, not actually depressed, but really I said, okay, this is what's in my car today. I'm not going. No, why didn't go on and, you know, travel alone? Because it's in the north. You don't travel alone in Israel. This day is dangerous everywhere for everyone. If anybody heard the news, there was a story about the three kidnapped and killed students from the yeshiva. Yeshiva is a school of, you know, religious school. What they're trying to do there, they're studying, they're giving courage. They're actually in the buffer zone where it's like behind the green line currently. So everybody is like calling them settler, like it's something wrong when the pioneers arrived to America. And you can remember that. You just celebrated the 4th of July. Congratulations, America. And congratulations, Canada, too. You know, she added a few days before. we didn't call them pioneers and, you know, in an antagonistic way. Settlers are the ones who take their lives and put them on sign in order to be a part of a nation, a great nation. And it's not like Israel is a big country. Israel is a small, little coin country. You can fly over it no time. I'm always wonder why we need so many airplanes when you just can cross the country like a zip. However, the story continues with those three students, 16, they look like babies, kidnapped and shot. The devastation was that one of them recorded and called upon the police, telling them they were kidnapped, but they shot them immediately after. So there was no chance for that, but the IDF got, you know, all his way out to Hebron. Hebron is the house of the patriarch of the Judeo-Christian. We have the tomb of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Sarah, Rebecca, too. But Rachel is far away in Bethlehem. And Hebron is supposed to be a place where, you know, you come into your ancestor and you pray. And for some reason, in some funny accord that the geniuses of the democratic way of living, let's get along. They just divided it. And you can go from, if you are on the Israeli side, you can go on one side to youth patriarchs. And the other Palestinian could see the other patriots. And nobody reminds anyone that we all one big family. So Hebron is important, and the IDF took the time to go there and search and search. It took them 18 days to finally find them dropped in the field, which probably wasn't where they were there on the first place, just because they were looking too long. What I'm saying today is the next thing that happened, some zealot, whoever, that felt, you know, really hungry and upset about everything that happened, felt whatever, took a little child to a young teenager and killed him too in the most atrocious way, which was horrible. Horrible to think that anybody can do stuff like this. Come on, guys. We are here in this open communication. The knowledge of devastation of people is well known. It's about time you all call it quits. There is not going to happen a big war this time. We are much smarter. We are much bigger than that. We can make it to the other side of this crisis. Now, I can see everybody is running their, you know, horses. Let's go and get Gaza back. No, we don't want Gaza back. We want them to just play nice. Hamas is there, and whoever doesn't know about Hamas is one of organizations that decided to be terrorists, and for some reason they got elected to office, which, you know, by terminology of office, it means that you serve the people in another way, not in terrorist way, but for some, they never quit telling the world that they're gonna destroy the Jewish people and take their land. Now, for some reason, people will say, hey, this is Palestine. Those are the people of the land. They used to be there. So let's get the truth out there. Let's be truthful. Like, this show is going to be always about truth. God is our witness here that we need to work hard just using the truth so maybe we can get an understanding. Palestine is a piece of land that got named Palestine after the Romans conquered and destroyed the Second Temple. Now, if we think about the piece of land that includes Jordan in that time, and the Palestinians are claiming it, why they don't claim Jordan? The idea is, if you claim Palestine as your land, so Jordan is a piece of it, so why you don't go there? No, they just don't like the Jews. Muslims, for their belief, have a problem with Jewish people. In the history of mankind can remember other episodes when people had problem with the Jewish people. But I'll tell you why God chose the Jewish people to do the work. It's not because it's privilege. It's not people think, oh, you're chosen. No, we're the suckers that are doing the work. We're the one that need to take on responsibility. We are like the child, that the goody to shoes child, that the father knows that he will be trusting this child and this child will obey. And every time, God forbid, this child get off, doesn't want to play the role. I'm sorry, I don't want to play that role. God punish the Jewish people very harshly. And it's not easy. It's not funny to be Jewish. And being Israeli, wow, that's a whole ballgame. You are Israeli too. Think about it. We have here the best combination, a Jewish-Israeli woman. You know what a woman in this world is? You know, the minority, which has no rights, no stipendium, no opinion counts for nothing. And that's why I said to our wonderful host, Doug, hey, I'm so happy this is a radio. I am really tired of people looking at us all the time and not listening to us. Women, we tend to be shy to talk. But being Israeli, I had to talk. I had to. I was forced to talk. I was forced to talk when I was 15 years old, when I moved to Italy, and when I was a very shy girl. I never spoke. I read only books. I was like, a librarian. And all of a sudden, an old group of Romans get upset with my friend, the Jewish people, a Jewish person, because she wasn't sure their parents will allow, blah, blah, blah. And they were talking bad, and I had to start opening my mouth and saying, don't look at the world like that. The world is not that. God didn't create us all in a mistake. He knows exactly what he's doing. God knows who we are. God knows why he gave you the test. Today, and you can handle it, and I can handle it. And I thought this morning, God, what I'm going to talk about this day, I want to talk about something that brings people love and happiness and tell you how wonderful, wonderful life can be if we only quit for a minute, try to boss each other around. And America, by the way, you know, it's about time we decompose whatever we did, and we have to create a new atmosphere. Because remember, looking into the world right now, America's power is not that strong, being very polite, let's say. But, you know, I love America, so I would say she's still America no matter what. She can't take America from America, okay? So America is great. Now, what happened now with the rest of the world? Why they don't pay attention? Of course, we don't have the buck. We don't have the money anymore like we used to, because we consume it. We are a little privileged. would like to have the luxury car, the expensive houses, the nice, you know, rendezvous, whatever. We spend our money, we spoil. We have mates, we have dates, you know, we do everything comfortably. Well, too bad, we spend too much. And now we have to live with not a luxury car, and not a big house, not a maid to serve us, and we have to do it all ourselves. So what? So what if we have to do it? And let's smile. Let's bring back the American smile. I remember when I was a little girl, 15 years old, and I met my American friend, indoctrinated in also way because they, in also many ways because they were so wonderful that I just fall in love in America. Well, I fall in love in America. I was with actually when a black man gave me maple beer. That's where it was really, really good. I think that America is great. And Celine Dion, Josh Groban and Celine Dion, what a couple. A wonderful, wonderful song, The Prayer. Let's all do 1 second. Well, let's take 1 second and pray to God for America, for all the rest of the world, to make it this time, to be smarter, to be helpful. And God, give us the courage, the wisdom, and the love for each other to keep it on and get over this crisis. And before we know it, I know that we'll make it. So I feel for everybody all around the globe because we all in the same boat, figuratively speaking. The boat is big. We have many players and a lot of different culture to understand. And sometimes we tend to remember and not to forgive and forget whatever past. And I can think about one nation that I would remember very well and not forgive, but the state of Israel decided they forgive. And we had to go on, and we're not keeping, you know, grudges. We are, you know, we are energy. We are human. We cannot keep too much and not show it off. And we are holding on to so much. And we are upset. We are sad. We are confused. We are terrified. We are, you know, we're looking for security. We want our children to be safe. We need to give it love so, you know, God will protect them and will be good so we can have good deeds covering and protecting us too. You know, people don't understand what the good deed can do in life. And people say, you know, in the Jewish tradition, there is one saying that if you do charity, it can save your life. And nobody can understand, you know, what's the trick. But it just happens. It happens many times that people, you know, get saved just because, you know, they would remember. The same day I get charity. And I'll remember one day that it was so, so big in my life. It was 1996. I was in Jerusalem with then my husband David. And what we did, we decided to go to the old market to buy some spices. Jerusalem is a wonderful city. They have so many different spices there from all over, the Arabs, the Jewish, whoever, the Indian, whatever they come from. But we went there, and before I left, the phone rang at my aunt's house. It said, "Hey, I'm from the, you know, a charity from the Tomb of Rachel. Can you donate?" I said, "Sure, I can." And I gave her my credit card. I was so happy I got, you know, to donate to the metric preservation place. sure enough, I'm going to this farmer market, let's say, market, and we're parking the car, and the police give us a ticket, and me, as usual, I go to the woman and say, listen, you give me a ticket, can I just go and buy spices? She said, where do you need to go? I said, I don't know. And she said, you just go straight and turn right. Sure enough, I go and I turn right, and I'm starting to buy, and we could say, Jack Robinson twice, and a bomb blew off once, and another bomb blew off again, just like this, in the middle of nowhere, Jerusalem, we're tourists. And that was the moment when I realized that if I would go straight and not turn right, I'll be gone. 16 dead, 169 wounded, probably suffering still to this day. The wounds, because the bombs, you know, they used to explode in a very, very difficult way. And for some reason, I'm hearing a siren. I hope that the siren doesn't mean that we're going to have some alert here that people from Gaza decided to bomb Israel again. I'm serious, guys. Israel had so much to give. The Jewish nation was sent to bring light upon nations. We are in the Jewish land, and we deserve to have a life. There is no reason the siren should run, and there is no reason for us to fight each other. Tell me a reason why one person should stand and the other one shouldn't. No way. Not going to work anymore. You will have to settle. There is an alarm here, and it's horrible because it's my first show, and I love you so much, but I just have to tell you what risk Israel is holding every day. And in all the midst of this, she'll find the time to find technological advance. She will help you find all kind of medical equipment to help you suffer less. She will work so hard. Oh, my God. There is a bombing. God, I can't believe this is life. Let's pray. God, my God, I can't believe you guys are witnessing live the bombing from Israel. It's ridiculous. I think we need a break. How long are we going to have this fighting in the Middle East? I love this world, and you deserve to live too in peace. Everywhere around the globe, there is no reason for this time to happen. Those terrorists need to have no safe haven. We got rid of the pirates. Remember the pirates that were sabotaging every boat in the ages time. We gave them no safe haven, and they were gone. Right now, we have a safe haven in so many countries that we forget that we actually authorized them. My God, it's not easy. It's not easy. Let's go to break. And we are back, and thank you so much for your patience. It's not easy to have a live show when you're actually hearing the sirens all over and the bombs of, you know, and people running to shelter probably. And I'm here with you, hoping that God will preserve me, and hoping that this show will give you the strong sense of what people have to live every day for years in the south of Israel. It's because we have not make a decision yet. We didn't decide if we want to let them leave the way they are or condition them to become human beings and accept other people. No, just let's realize that it's not about only the Israeli, the Jewish people. Terrorism is everywhere. And the Muslim caliphate, the one that they want to reign, is an idea, it's ideology. They want to take over the whole Middle East. They are actually counting and breaking down to pieces any nation that has a structure. And sure enough, they broke Tunisia, Libya, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, and recomposed, of course, thank God for Egypt. Now Jordan is really in high risk. And the question was, Israel is going to defend Jordan? And, people say yes, but the idea is the Muslim, the radical Muslim thinks that they got their men now. Now they got their men. You know, there was an announcement the other day stating that Muhammad is coming back, and he's the one, and they should listen to him. And now they're going to go all over. And what? What now? What? The world is going to just let them march into where? Okay, let's say they march into how long? They can march to Middle East. It's anyhow, it's desert. And they're going to take Jerusalem. And Jerusalem, it's not even a home city for them because it was never mentioned in the Quran. Jerusalem is the holy city of David. David built, actually, son Solomon built the first temple there. And, you know, the Muslims tend to build a mosque wherever, you know, there was a holy place. And it's honorable and nice, but it's not their place. So they built a mosque, and of course the Jewish people will respect that. And nothing ever gonna harm it. However, for some reason they think that they own Jerusalem, the city of God, the city of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the city of David chose it and called it the capital of Israel, of then, you know, the his kingdom, but now it's the capital of Israel and nobody recognizes. No people. Nobody in the world. We have 1 billion Christians understanding the Bible, reading it, loving God, and really devoted, awesome people to God. They all know Jerusalem is the city of God. Now, what part of Jerusalem is the city of God given to the Jewish people? It's not clear. Now, we don't want, it's not because I think you should do whatever the Jewish people tell you. No. We need to do all what God told us. He gave us the blueprint, the Bible. The Bible is the blueprint. And we have to remember that even Ishmael was the son of Abraham. So the Jews are actually brothers to the Muslims. And they are our stepbrothers, but they are, no, not step, half-brothers. And if they are brothers, I know in America we handle them pretty good. They're all buddies. Well, why can't they understand that we all want family, so it's not the same mother, okay? We have it too in this world. So the idea is they need to get a grip with the reality that we're supposed to bring life upon the nation. That's our duty, the responsibility. It's a very big, big responsibility. Nothing funny about it. It's like that time when I want to go have fun with my cousin and a lady drop on my car and I need to take her because she came in my world. God sent her my way. What could I do? Drop her in the street? No. So I chose to go in the right way, in God's way. Now, we all know that there is an option, right? We all know that there are two ways to go. There is the right way and the wrong way. Now, if you go and you need to reach some place, you said, hey, I want to reach some nice and mighty place, and you see that, it's, you know, you have to go up and down, there are obstacles, but you'll reach there. So what do? You start going, you know, and you're approaching to, you know, Glendale. But if you see another road that it's all smooth, nice, but takes you nowhere, what are you going to do? You're going to take the right road to whatever destination you want. And the right road will be always, always with God. I apologize. We need to go to break because I love you so much. I don't want to go so much into godly. We need to talk politics, children. There is time today to do that. So if we can get some music on, we will be back in just a minute. All right, guys, I'm back, and I'm actually hyped up because I'm really happy, and I love you after you're gone to remember that. It's not easy to be old Israeli American, also somewhat European, and try to make sense out to all of you. But it does make sense. The bottom line is we have the Bible that is our blueprint for life, to respect, to honor, and try to do our best and take our lessons from it and understand that there is a God and it's not us. Now, all the rest of us, we just have to come along. Now, it's really easy. People say, okay, we can do it the way we want. We can be whatever we want, of course. But just remember the others. You do whatever you want. Just respect whoever you are in a way that the other will respect you. Do good. Be the sunshine of the day. Be the one to help and reach out. And I know it's tiring sometimes, but it will lead you back to the right way. If we stop taking responsibility, we'll be on the road of nowhere. America, keep your smiling back. You're so smart. You have so much knowledge to give. You have so much to teach. The world is nothing. It's a mess. They're in the Stone Age still in Africa. They can be built. We can sell so much there for America to prosper, and I don't care if China is over there too. We'll share the territory. We can handle everything if we just come together. Now, Einstein, which was a Jew, very smart one, but hey, he gave us all this new ideas about the world. He mentioned something in 1930. He said, we need world government. Now, people say, what world government? I don't know. But I think that right now, the way it looks, we need at least a cahoots of some committee to come along and talk. Not the GA to talk about global economy. And then, I don't know, they never reach any agreement and do anything that actually is productive. So I would call upon everybody and the global leaders of the world to come across, reach out, and decide, are we going to tolerate this terrorism anymore, or are we going to get it over with? And tell them, give up your weapon or else. Now, we're not going to go into the midst. We're not off Iraq. We're not going to send our troops to Iraq. And no way we Americans are going to go back. And I'm saying we, because any child, any soldier that goes to war is my child, is my friend, is my buddy, is my brother, and I love them. So it's us. I want them to be safe. I don't want to send any meat to this mess house that they have there. So keep our troops, keep the troops safe, keep the sanity on. Don't go. And if the big boys want to come together and maybe make a new agreement, maybe it's a new day. Maybe it's about time we come along because we can see everything. We can talk to everything. I talked to Arab, Muslim, Hindu, Chinese, Christian, Jews, conservative, all kind of them. every day. And now I cannot hear the difference between us. So please tell me why I have to choose one or other. Now, can we just make sure that we are worthy to the soul that God gave us? Are you worthy to the soul God gave you? Be the best you can. We can do it, and it doesn't matter what you have now. Tomorrow is another day. You can start going back to the right track. He'll give you the mission. You'll find it right in front of you. You just say yes until we all come along and make a connection and create a whole global atmosphere of togetherness. Brothers of man, it's not a dream. It's a real thing. You can make it. And please, when all those bombs coming out, you know, they're going to go away now because they're going to go away. Come to visit. It's the Holy Land. We love you. We hope you enjoy the show. And really, really, really enjoy talking to you. And I can't believe all the phones and calls, you know, coming in because of this bombing. Please, don't pay attention to anything. We're going to overcome it. We are going to get to the other side safe and sound, happy, and we're going to sing Kumbaya for real because God is good and we love you. All the best, guys. God bless you all from Orly Benny Davis in the Holy Land. Bless your heart.